You know, I think the big part for our football team this year was staying healthy all year long. And I give our kids a lot of credit. That first game, we played a real good Springfield team, and we were tested right away. We made some mistakes in that game, but we really felt that we were going to be a good team down the stretch. And, you know, about midseason, we just started hitting strides. And then through the playoffs, we just made play after play. And, you know, Barnesville is a very, very good football team. They played a good pass defense. They made it real hard for us to get a passing game going. But, well, you got to give our guys credit. You know, you lose your starting quarterback who got you there. He had a heck of a game last week. And but in the long run, we were able to make the plays. And of course, our halfback pass, you know, that was a big play. But that guy, he's a baseball player, and I knew he could make the throw.
Not a lot of teams have been able to stop them defensively. Talk about your defensive play tonight.
You know, Coach Behave, our defensive coach, I thought he had a real good game plan. You know, we showed a lot of four-man front, but they are an off-tackle run team, so we jumped into five quite a bit. And I thought our guys up front did a great job. They have a good play-action pass game, and we felt we had our kids prepared for it, though. We were picking up the receivers pretty decent.
What does this mean for the community?
This is huge for New Ulm. I mean, New Ulm is a baseball town for years and years, but our football program at Cathedral has been solid really since about 2000 and on. And, you know, for all the guys that have put all the sweat and work, it's just a great, great game for us.
Now, having lost in 2006, what does it mean to just come out here again and get the win this time?
Well, I mean, this time, we were much more relaxed. I mean, as a coaching staff, we were much more relaxed. We knew what to expect. We were able to tell the players what to expect. And in the long run, I think we had the energy in these two games down here.
Did you have to say anything to Simon to get him pumped up, ready to take over at quarterback?
You know, we've been working this all year long, and, you know, we just said, hey, this is when you got to do it. I mean, this is what it's all about. It's part of the destiny of a championship team. You got to end up using all your weapons, and we did today.
What happened when your quarterback went down?
Well, he got tackled. They did towards the end of the second quarter, they were twisting their DNs and their tackles. And he got a free release upfield on him and drove him down, and then he broke his collarbone, I guess.
Did that change anything for you schematically? What you wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as far as throwing the ball, that kind of took that away. But really, we're still a running team. I mean, we still need to run the football. That's really what we're about. And in the long run, you know, we had a long drive that took up a long time that third quarter.